This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Sefa Lufau, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Spring is in the air. We got a lot of spring football going on with all the area teams, including those Colorado Buffaloes. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs, joining us. And Mark, I know you're going to be pumped. Not for the football side of things, but the Lil Wayne concert, Mark. I know that's kind of your jam.
Oh, well, Lil Weezy?
Yeah.
Canucci? I don't know what any of that means. I just saw it written someplace. Oh, yeah, that'll be a big, big part of my social calendar on November 27th, I guarantee you.
I just wanted to hear you say Lil Weezy, Mark. That was it, and we can end it. We'll seal it. No. Mark, all right, so let's talk about Warren Sapp a little bit. This was a big story. Warren Sapp joining Coach Prime's staff at CU, of course, and talk to us about this move. I think we kind of thought it was happening because Warren's been around the program, and he's obviously very close with Coach Prime. So I wasn't shocked by it, but just now that it's official, kind of wanted to get your take.
Well, he's a graduate assistant, and, you know, so he'll be around the guys. He'll be on the field coaching, you know, under the guidance, if you will, off of, I'm assuming, the defensive line coach. And so, that's going to be interesting. I mean, you know, just another guy that has got an NFL resume. He's got a gold jacket. He's a Hall of Famer and a very dynamic personality. And so, it just brings a little bit more knowledge, I think, to that staff. And so, yeah, I'm kind of fascinated. In fact, I'm supposed to talk with him tomorrow, do a little interview with him tomorrow.
Wow,
so
cool.
I'm interested just to chat with him and kind of see what his thoughts are and what his goals are and why he's attracted to coaching and all those sorts of things.
Mark, obviously, you know, I've bragged on you and how great you are at your job and what you've done in your career. But still, isn't it – sometimes you just have to take a step back and go, holy cow, man. I mean, prime time, Warren Sapp. We're getting Lil Weezy coming here. And apparently he's popular with the kids. Like, all these big names, love them or hate them, just big-time names, big-time celebrity-type people, especially in the football world. Do you ever just take a step back and you're like, whoa, this has gotten strange, or maybe in a good way, but strange in the last couple of seasons?
Well, you know, it's doing this as long as I have. You kind of live in that world anyway, so you're around prominent people. And let me make it clear, they put their pants on just like you do, Brady.
Well, right? I mean, come on, Lil Wayne, man. Lil Wayne's pants are barely on there, Mark.
That's a good point. So, you know, it's just, you know, when you work in the business, as you well know, you're kind of talking to prominent people all the time, and so it's just – it's part of the deal, and so I don't think a whole lot about that anymore. Now, the you know what spills over on the rest of us, because Prime is Prime, and you know every move he makes, there becomes headline news around the country, and so you know that certainly was something to get used to a year ago when it all began, and throughout the season, and continues now, and so just being there when you do an interview, you know, and so tomorrow when I go to talk to Warren Sapp. Okay, you know, great player. I've talked to a lot of great players, a lot of the best players in the history of their respective sports. But because of his placement within Prime staff, there adds another layer to it, right? And so it just becomes this interesting cultural phenomena that we deal with, that every single thing that he does becomes front page news and people seem to be fascinated by it. And, you know, this kind of falls in that category.
How concerned, and I know, Mark, you have to be careful with this anyway, but obviously we've talked about Warren Sapp and, you know, the last 10 years or so, he had a couple of run-ins with the law. We discussed that yesterday. We don't have to get into the details.
Yep.
But is that something that is some sort of a concern, or is it almost the opposite of that, where it's like, okay, Warren Sapp, he admits it. He made some mistakes, and it cost him with the NFL Network. Is that something now he can use for these young minds and say, hey, you got to be careful here. I mean, if something goes wrong, this is what could happen.
Well, I think so. Any of us who have ever made a mistake, we can use that as a learning process, right? Well, what's that old line, I never lose, I either win or I learn,
Mm, yeah.
you know? And so I think that's always a good mindset to have. And so, listen, you know, in terms of decision to bring him on, that's way above my pay grade. Rick George and the administration dealt with that, and they felt comfortable with everything. And so, you know, fantastic. Let's move forward and see where the whole thing goes. But I would certainly have to think, and having never met him up to this point, but watching him, he's obviously a very sharp guy. And so I think he understands, you know, all that's transpired, you know, where the missteps may have been, and all the things that he's gone through. And so I think he's smart enough to understand that's a teaching opportunity there that he can talk to young guys about. And so I think anytime you can, you know, I frequently, when I go, you know this, I go and do a lot of ministry work and I'll talk to men's groups. And I always tell guys, I don't have a lot of right answers, but I've got a lot of wrong answers I can share with you. And there's opportunity to learn from that. And so, you know, I certainly hope that's the case moving forward with Warren Sapp.
No, that's a great, well, very well said by you, Mark. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffs, joining us. I didn't get into this one with you as much last week. We were talking more about the transfer portal and all that stuff. It's amazing how
crazy,
you know, things
crazy.
Just change left and right. But I wanted to get your thoughts, Mark, a bit on Coach Prime talking about Shador, Travis Hunter, and the draft and where they might go. Well, it has some Buffs fans freaking out about that, thinking, oh, does that mean this is it? This is his last year, and then he's going to go join. He's going to try to get on wherever Shador is. I kind of just wanted to lay that out for you and let you devour it, Mark.
Well, who knows? I mean, every single people are always trying to read the tea leaves, right? And so every little thing, you know, I saw this morning, I don't know if it's true, Brian Howell had a story this morning that, you know, there were three or four women's basketball players are going to hit the portal, and one of them was his daughter. And all of a sudden my phone starts blowing up because people are panicking about that. And so, you know, who knows, man? All you can do is trust somebody at their word. And he has made so many comments about loving it here and wanting to stay here and wanting to be here for a long time and win a national championship here and all the different things he's talked about. And so, you know, as a fan, you measure that and you take him at his word and you hope that's the case. And, you know, I always figure in this business, I always figure, you know what, ride that horse as long as you possibly can. And then whenever it does, you know, buck you off, you can jump on to the next one. But, you know, at this point in time, I've seen him say nothing that indicates otherwise. Everything that we see that fans seem to be reacting to is, like I said, kind of reading the tea leaves.
Yeah, it's difficult. Cause honestly, I am one of those guys that's in the middle. I go, you know, I could see him, you know, standing up and saying, hey, I said this, I'm going to commit to it, I'm going to see this thing through. And then there is the other part of me that's like, because I know how close he is. Well, I don't know personally, but we've heard, and you know this more than I do, but you know how close he is with his family, with his sons. So you could see that on one hand where he wants to go be a bigger part of that journey. So I'm with you. We're going to do a lot of this in the next year. Every press conference, every game.
Well, the thing about it, Brady, is, I mean, at some point as a parent, and every parent, this would include he or anybody else, that you've got to let them launch, right? And so, I mean, jumping to the National Football League, Prime's never coached at that level. Doesn't mean he can't, but he's never done that. He's always expressed the idea that he never wanted to be in the NFL. You know, the NFL is kind of a very different thing. College is the coach's game. The NFL is the player's game. And so one thing you normally don't see is a coach having a larger-than-life, larger-than-the-franchise type of personality. The only one that may come to mind, you know, Bill Walsh was so monstrous at one point in time. Recently Bill Belichick, you know, with the Patriots. I mean, he was so big. But none of those guys were personalities that outshine players. And so, you know, I do wonder about that jump to the next level because, you know, in a league of stars, if you're shined by a management person, a coach, someone like that, that would be a very different environment and very antithetical to what the NFL has been all of its existence.
Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffs, joining us. Mark, when is the spring game? Late April, right? Is it the
27th? 27th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait
a second. I thought you had already bought your tickets to Little Tanucci. I thought you'd already had
Well,
that.
I was hoping you'd hook me up, but I wouldn't have to do that, Mark. I've kind of just been waiting on you, to be real honest.
By the way,
man.
Did you see they also announced on, is it Thursday night, they're having a talent show. So get yourself ready. You have to submit your 3-minute video, and you could get picked to be on that talent show as well at the event center.
What kind of anything? I mean, any kind of singing, dancing, you know?
Yeah, pretty much. And if you, you know, juggle flaming arrows or something. I don't know. Whatever you think you can do that might be of interest to them, but they're doing a talent show that night.
I'm trying to think, and that's what's sad. Like, if I don't know what a talent, I don't have a talent. I can just sit here and talk, I guess, but that would get annoying, I think, Mark.
Yeah, maybe you could just go up there and do a nice, you know, some sort of soliloquy or something, that Shakespearean, you know, whatever, and see if maybe you might be able to, you know. They're going to pay money too. The video Prime put out said $2,100. But he said that's going to grow by the time we get there. So someone's going to make a good chunk of change from that.
Let me think about when's the deadline on that, Mark. I mean, I might be able to pull something out here.
You know, I don't know off the top of my head, but you know, it's happening on the 25th. I guess that would be. So I'd imagine you've got a week or so to kind of get yourself all figured out.
I've got to have talent somewhere, Mark. It's just going to take some deep thinking.
Ask your wife. I'm sure she'll tell you what your talent is.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure she will. Mark, hey, I have a I'm seeking some professional advice here from you. I have to speak at my niece cousin. It's hard to explain. I have to speak at a graduation in a month. I'm sweating. I think about it all day, every day. I'm nervous. I'm not a good public speaker. Radio, all I have to do is stare at Angel. That's it, across the glass. But when I have to look out in front of people. So, Mark, I am gathering. I'm gathering advice here. What do I do and how do I do it?
Well, the first thing is what you just said there might surprise a lot of people, but it shouldn't be surprising, or it's not surprising anybody inside the business. Most people in the radio business do not like public speaking.
Right.
And I've always been the other way. I've always enjoyed public speaking, never had any issue with it. So when I got in the business and thought, you know, there was a station I worked at years ago. Every time they had a public appearance, they'd come to me and I'd say, well, ask somebody else every once in a while. And they always said, nobody else will do it because they hate public speaking. So it's not unusual. That may surprise your listeners out there. Most do not like that.
Yeah.
I've actually got a graduation I'm doing coming up, I guess, late May, I think it is. But I better figure that out, shouldn't I? So here's the advice. Come up with something poignant, come up with something humorous, and then come up with something human. And I think if you cover three topics within your, you know, 15, 20-minute address, it'll do very, very well for you, I think.
Mark, you just gave me more anxiety because everything I looked up was 10 minutes, and you're saying add five, maybe 10 more to that? I'm going to have to do some live reads or something and
Come on, man.
Or something.
I tell people all the time, I can't tell you my name in 10 minutes, right? I mean, I need 15 or 20 just to get rolling. So, okay, well, in 10 minutes. But still, I think if you come up with, like I said, those three, humorous, poignant, and human, and I think that's probably a good combination for a commencement address.
Angel doesn't know this yet, but I'm just going to bring him with me to the graduation, place him right in front of me, and I'm just going to talk to him, and then if I run out of things to say, we cut to commercial. I mean, that's the plan, so we'll see how that goes.
Just get up there and give those kids 10 minutes on you know what you think about the NIL and transfer portal, right? then you'll be in your element. They'll be confused. They won't have a clue what you're talking about, but at least you'll get 10 minutes.
Mark, it's going to be, you know what? This is probably going to go down in history as the worst and the weirdest graduation speech ever. And if I know you're looking up yours to see where you are, if yours leads you to Burlington, Colorado, we can carpool and we can just both go. We'll do it together. It's gonna be like a duo graduation speech.
You know the great old line. I use this all the time. When I speak, you know, they've done studies. The greatest fear in America, right? They say, poll everybody. The number one fear for people is public speaking.
Wow.
Number two is dying. And so think about that for a second. People would actually rather be in the casket than doing the eulogy, right?
Think how
crazy that is.
As we get closer to this, Mark, I don't know. I might start those caskets. I might drive by that cemetery and be like, you know, that looks mighty fine right about now.
Let me give you a piece of advice. I used to tell my students this all the time. When you public speak, have you ever been in the crowd when somebody's speaking and they're really struggling? And you feel so unbelievably bad for them, right?
Yep.
Right? So the point is, when you're public speaking, everybody wants you to do well. It's a friendly crowd standing there, unless your arch enemy's sitting out there, then he wants you to fail. But in normal cases, right, everyone wants you to do well, so take that as a positive, and then utilize that psychologically for yourself, that everyone here wants me to do well, so I'll do well.
Mark, all right, we'll see. I've written down all these notes here. I'm ready to go. We'll see what happens. I'll send you the video. You'll probably see it. Someone will video it, and it'll be all over the interwebs for everyone to enjoy.
Yeah, I mean, if it's that bad. Don't worry, TMZ will pick that thing up.
They'll probably already be there, Mark. They know I'll be out there. So,
yeah.
Mark, my friend, appreciate you. We'll look to catch up with you next week.
Look forward to it. See you.
Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.